This call is being recorded.
Okay. Welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for February 17th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. My ass is still wet. Sorry.
You want to switch your chair? You can swap with that one, though, because nobody's going to be sitting there.
No, it's not that. I switched chairs.
Oh, okay. All right, roll call. Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
James Clark, General Manager.
Here.
Okay.
Guess I shouldn't have said that on recording.
I still have it as I still have Mike's name on here. All right, so go to your financials tab. First, we're going to go over the balance sheet as of... Did your balance sheet say as of December 31st, 2025? That's the typo. This is updated because the numbers are different. It's January 31st, 2026.
Yeah, in the column it says 2026, January.
Yeah, okay. That's that right now. Okay. So on line 5, we have the total cash and investments, which is our Chase account, our California Class account, and our LAIF account. Those two are the savings ones, and then the Chase is just for our daily stuff. That total was at $2.7 million at month end. And then way down on line 36, total liabilities, that was at $333,852 at month end. Any questions on this page?
No.
All right.
Do you have to have that thing going while we're having the meeting?
I can change the, it's scheduled to go on. I can change the schedule for it. I can't do it right now, though. It's you have to log on to the computer, and we're having issues with the login this week, so I can do it tomorrow. Like, I'll change the schedule tomorrow. It just takes a little bit. Let me make a note. Okay. So now on to the actual budget. Again, this is as of January 31st, 2026. And on the very left, where it has the numbers, that's going to be the line item number. And then next, it'll have the description of what that line item is. In column A, that's what we earned or spent in January of 2026. In column B, that's what we have earned or spent total since July 1st, 2025, which was the start of the fiscal year. Line column C, we have the budget, so what we plan to spend or earn. And then column D is the percentage, which is B divided by C. So our current versus what we budgeted for. And we should be at 58% since that's how far into the year we are.
Okay.
So first we have the revenues. On line 7 we have basic facilities fees. That's at 112%. We budgeted for 3 5/8 inch installations and a 3 3/4 inch installation. But we have gotten 7 so far plus 2 upgrades. So we just had a lot more progress in that than we were expecting. On lines 8 and 11, standby fees and property taxes, right now we're pretty on target for those. Most of those revenues come in January and May, so we just received a whole bunch in January. We'll probably start falling behind compared to the year, but then in May we'll catch up again. On line 14, we have the interest income investment accounts. That's our California Class and LAIF accounts. We're at 81% just because we budgeted conservatively and interest earnings are higher than we expected. Moving on to expenses. On line 25, we have the total revenue, which was at 60%, so almost right on target. On line 34, we have engineering services, which is only at 20%. Most of the engineering we do goes towards grant projects, so it gets tracked into capital, and then we get reimbursed by the state. We did have a bigger than normal bill in there. That was because we had just a lot more activity that we needed the engineers help with. The DHPO connection over there, which we'll talk about more in the regular board meeting. And then we had a meet and greet so that the new general manager could get up to date on all the projects we have going on that they're helping us with. On line 35, we have facilities, wells, T&D, other. That's just miscellaneous plant sites and stuff, our SCADA, and that one's a little bit over budget due to work on the almond vault and a main valve installation at the Bonita vault. And moving on to line 42, dues and subscriptions, which is only at 27%. Most of our annual dues and subscriptions are paid in April, so we'll see more of that in a couple months. Line 44, I mentioned this for the past few months, it's at 161% because we only have 500 in that budget, but we did advertising for the general manager position and the field crew worker position. So it's at 800 out of 500, but 500 is really low now. So we on line 47, office expenses other, that's at 84%. Usually that is just notary expenses, but we did have, this registration that we had to update, SAM.gov, it keeps us active for grant opportunities. It's this portal thing that we need to be registered for. So we had to pay to keep that up to date, and then this task, I can't think of the word for it. There's a program that we also have to keep up to date so that employees can pay pre-tax for their health insurance. And so that was another fee that we had to pay for that. Any questions on this page? If not, I'm going to move on to the next one. Line 53, we have payroll/bank service charge, which is only at 38%. We switched from paychecks to ADP, and they charge us a lot less for payroll services. On line 60, we have shop supplies and small tools, which is at 72%. We paid for a pipe and cable tracer. So one we had before, I think, was really worn down. Got a new one. On line 65, equipment rental, that's at 0%. I'm only pointing that out because we used to spend a whole lot in this item in the past years. We had to pay for traffic control, but now we have a good enough and full enough staff that they can do a lot of the traffic control for our work themselves. And then line 75, total expenses, that's at 57%, so almost right on target. And then the total net income/loss at the very bottom, right now we're at a net income of $382,628. And the last page is capital project. I don't think anything's changed since last month. Yeah, the only thing that's changed since last month was the rate study. We just had the final expenses for that, I believe. I think that was the final. Yeah, because there was nothing. So yeah, that should be the final bill for the rate study. Mm-hmm. But do you have any questions about all the other?
So the rate study came in at 67%?
Yeah, that doesn't seem right though, so I'll have to check that. Because they quoted us for the 33,300, so I'll find out to make sure. But any questions about any other of the other ones?
No.
I know I kind of have touched on them every month. So. All right. Anything else to talk about in this meeting? Nothing for me.
Anything?
Nothing for me.
Okay. You?
No.
All right. Well, let's adjourn to check signing then.
Oh, not.